The Chaldeans, that is, the Babylonians, were sweeping westward. The prophet said, "For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs." This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Habakkuk. They had not reached Judah yet. The prophet said, "When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops." This prophecy is a complaint to God that his own nation should be destroyed for its wickedness at the hands of another nation that was even more wicked. Habakkuk could not see the justice in such a thing. God told him that he had a purpose in the violent conquests of the Chaldean armies. Habakkuk acknowledged that Judah deserved punishment for her sins. The Lord then informed his prophet that the Chaldeans, who were drunk with the blood of nations, should in turn be destroyed when God's people would yet fill the earth. In the midst of it all, Habakkuk cries out to God to do again wonders of old. "Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In the wrath, remember mercy." The great lesson of the book is that man shall live by faith. "And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith." That's Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 4. Faith is the ability to feel so sure of God that no matter how dark the day, there is no doubt as to the outcome. This passage is quoted in the New Testament. Romans 1:17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." And in Galatians 3:11, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." The prophet says that for God's people there is a glorious future. It may be a long way off, but it is absolutely sure. Thus, in the midst of gloom and despair, Habakkuk demonstrated his absolute confidence in God. One of the greatest passages to demonstrate faith and faithfulness of God in the entire Old Testament is found in this book. "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." He declares he will rejoice in God, though life is stripped of everything that gives natural joy and satisfaction. Many passages in the Scriptures come to mind as we reflect on the faith of this prophet. It is a fairly simple thing to rejoice in the Lord and to trust God when all is well. But when the bottom falls out and the scaffolding of life crumbles, then what? This is the true test of faith. Faith is strengthened as we feed on God's Word.